Proclamation number 8920 of 29th of January, 1965. The spiritual low of mankind draws near the end. That such a low is on earth in spiritual relationship is its reason alone in uncondemnedness, which my opponent stirs up and lets men sink deeper and deeper. Because love alone leads up. Through love man escapes from the influence of my opponent. Love enlightens his thinking. Love lets man seek connection with eternal love. He acknowledges Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world and presents all sins to him that he forgives them. Love therefore changes man to his original nature, while lack of love pulls him down deeper and deeper and the spiritual state becomes disastrous through it, so that a dissolving of earth creation can no longer be avoided. Because the power over the spiritual must again be wrested from the opponent, and again a possibility for ascent development must be given to this spiritual. Because the lack of love would only increase more and more. An improvement is no longer to be expected on earth, and moreover the earth time granted to the spiritual has passed. A new development period must begin where everything again happens in lawful order. This low is the final result of the work of my opponent, which he certainly regards as a triumph, but does not recognize that the power over the spiritual is again taken from him for a long time, because as long as it again goes through earth creation in a state of compulsion, he has lost power over it. Again and again this process will repeat itself, but not ascertainable for you men, because you do not know about the beginning of a redemption period and about its end, because this time lies so far apart that the knowledge about it gets lost to you. And that must also be so that no faith compulsion of any kind could determine you to the change of your will, which must always keep its freedom. That I inform you again at the right time when such a transformation of earth takes place, this also happens without compulsion of will, because since you lack all knowledge about such, you will hardly accept it as credible that you stand shortly before the end. Except for the small flock of my own who stand in profound faith and are certain of it. But also they learn neither day nor hour. And so also now again a redemption period comes to an end, whereby I think of the spiritual still bound in the creations, which also again has to be begotten into other forms to once reach the stage as man. And I cannot warn and admonish enough that you man change in your attitude, that you are to make an effort to practice love and to refrain from all unkindness because it certainly brings ruin to you. That still much misery goes over earth is also to be a help for you men because through it you can feel prompted to works of love, and I will touch every man's heart that it acts willingly to help. But once the day of the end is there, and who has not already created a small spiritual ascent for himself before through services of love, he is hopelessly lost. Creation takes him up again, and he has to start his course of development anew as dissolved. Because all creations have to be wrested from my opponent again, since he has abused his power beyond his authority. Because he will bring it so far that all faith in a God is taken from men. Then he has to be bound again for a long time together with his following, and a new life begins in peace and harmony, in love and a life in divine order, where I myself can dwell among the ones who are mine, among those who withstand all hostilities from the side of the opponent. Who therefore hold out until the end. Amen.